Welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 187 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, we're going to be discussing the topic, why am I here? Why am I here? And honestly, this topic is almost like a continuation of what I believe was episode 185. In episode 185, we talked about having a burden for others. Again, I'll encourage you to go back and listen to that for more details. We talked about how Nehemiah, he worked in a foreign land. He was in a pretty good, enviable position. He was living a good life. And, he could have said, because he was living a good life, well, the people of Israel, you're in bondage, you're in captivity, deal with it. But no, that was not his perspective. He had a burden for other people. Now, I want to almost continue that discussion on how that burden in your heart sometimes can be a clue as to why you're on this earth. I'm going to say that again. Today, in discussing the topic, why am I here? I want to talk about how that burden in your heart may be a clue as to why you're here on this earth. Because many people sometimes wonder, how do I know what God's plan for my life? How do I know God's plan for my life? To be honest with you, one of the best ways to know God's plan for your eyes is to ask for your life is to ask yourself, what keeps me up every morning? What's literally the thing that keeps you up? What is that one problem or problems that you wish were no longer a problem? Because I'm telling you this, whenever there is a burden in your heart for something, it's actually a good way to drive purpose in life. That's the truth. You will get some kind of reason for hot pursuit. Because when you're pursuing something and there's a burden in your heart to fix that problem, you focus on that problem, you run after that problem with everything that you've got. Nehemiah's name is etched firmly in the Bible. Why? Because he had a burden. What was that burden in his heart? He was displeased with the condition of the Israelites. He was displeased with the fact that Jerusalem had been broken down. Again, I'll encourage you, if you have the time, read through Nehemiah chapter 1. You'll see they told him about the state of the land of Israel. That Jerusalem's walls had been broken down, city had been set on fire and everything. And that was a huge burden in his heart. And he wanted to change things. He literally wanted to change things. He had a desire to make things better. And he did not just have that burning desire. He did not just have that burden. He actually acted on it. He acted on it. There are many people that have a burden in their hearts to make things better, but they never do anything about it. They literally never act on those burdens in their hearts. They don't act on it, right? So I'm asking you, brethren, what is that problem that God has been emphasizing in your heart? Are you sitting with that problem, or are you doing something about that problem? Because again, let me tell you this, as a child of God, you are placed in this world to be a solution provider. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Not you sitting around, your good works. And the Bible also says that the light shines in darkness and the darkness does not comprehend it. So what kind of light are you shining to others? What kind of shine are you shining? What kind of light are you shining? Right? Are you sitting on that problem, or are you doing something about it? I'm telling you this, there's a problem of humanity that God has placed the solution to that problem in you. Literally, God has placed the solution to that problem in you. And I'm telling you this, the moment you recognize that problem, you have immediately recognized your own destiny. And when you solve that problem, you may in effect be settling your own destiny. Because think about it. Moses, for example, Moses had a burden. Moses had a burden for his fellow Israelites. Right? Even without knowing it, he had basically become a ruler and a judge over them. Because from an early age, right, before he escaped into exile, you can see that, man, he wanted to save his people. You could already see those antecedents in his life that, wait, I don't want to be a person that is just sitting around. I want to be a person that is actively trying to save my people. Ultimately, Moses was the one that led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. Right? So the thing is, you're on this earth to solve problems. You're not just on this earth to get rich and enjoy life. Many people, the mission of their lives is, oh, get rich, enjoy life. No, that's not your only mission on earth. You're here to actually solve problems. You're here to live a life that pleases God. You're here to show people the light of God. A true child of God should live with a missional mindset. This was a word I probably heard like 2 years ago that I will say honestly really transformed my life. Being missional. I believe I heard it from John Bevere. Be missional. Be missional. Don't just live your life with, have a mission. Don't wake up every day with no plans, no goals, no ambitions for life. No, have a mission. Have a missional mindset. Let that problem-solving mindset be the thing guiding your day. I'm telling you, if that's the way you're living your life with a missional mindset, then you'll be redeeming your time. Because the Bible says redeeming the time because the days are evil. So honestly, like this point of why am I here? Honestly, I think I want to develop it some more. So I believe in episode 188, I will talk about how you execute on this mission. After you discover this burden in your heart and you feel like, man, God is really guiding me in this direction. This is the area of human endeavor that the Lord wants me to bring a solution into. We're going to talk about like how to execute afterwards. I think that's something that's going to be a very important lesson. So we're going to pick up from there in episode 188. So again, the Lord, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, John 3:16. The God we serve had a burden in his heart. That's why he sent his son to die for us on the cross. And he died to save you and me from sin. He was beaten. He was bruised. He was nailed to the cross. He shed his blood to set you free from sin. So if you've not surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to give you an opportunity today. Don't say, I will do it tomorrow. I will do it next time. No, do it now. The Bible says today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Now is the day of salvation. You're not guaranteed tomorrow. There are many people that have been alive or that are alive right now. And 30 minutes from now, they are not going to be alive anymore. So you're not guaranteed your next moment. So why don't you surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ now? You want to have the assurance of a tomorrow in eternity with God in heaven. So if you want to make that decision now, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. I confess all my sins before you. Wash me clean in your blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord and my Savior. I believe you died on the cross and shed your blood to set me free. Write my name in the book of life. Cleanse me of all my sins. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. For those that have said the prayer of salvation, congratulations. You're a child of God. Now, I want to pray for every one of us. Father, I pray for each and every one of us. Give us the grace to honor you with our lives. Give us the grace, Lord, to live our lives on earth with a mission in mind, knowing that we're here for a purpose. And for those of us that don't know our purpose, Father, please open our eyes to see those things. But Lord, once you open our eyes, give us the grace to run with those things you tell us. Help us to not live our lives thoughtlessly. Help us to not live our lives aimlessly. Let our lives have aim. Let our lives have purpose. Let our lives have design. And let your name alone be glorified. Thank you, Most High God. Thank you, Son Coming King. All the glory belongs to you, O God. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And for those that just gave their lives to you, Lord, please strengthen them to pursue those ancient paths of righteousness. In Jesus' name. Amen. So for those that just surrendered their lives to Christ, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you to do three things. Number one, listen to episodes 96 to 101 on the website. It's titled The 5 Basic Responsibilities of a Believer, 96 to 101. It will tell you things you can do to grow in your walk with God. Number two, find a Bible-believing church, not just a church, a Bible-believing church. Find a place where you can fellowship with other believers. There are many places that call themselves church, but they preach things that are inconsistent with the Word of God. That is not a place you want to be. And then number three, study the Bible every day. Not just read it, study it. Meditate on it. Think on what you just read and actually put it into practice. Find a translation you understand. You know, I love the New Living Translation. It's very helpful for many people. But just read the Bible on a consistent basis. Do what it says and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. I'll see you in episode 188. Until then, have a wonderful weekend and God bless you. Shalom.